Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is David Robin, CEO of Micronetics. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is NOIZ. That's noise on NASDAQ. And the company is engaged in the manufacturing of microwave and radio frequency components and integrated multifunction subassemblies, which are used in commercial wireless and defense aerospace products. Thanks for joining us today, David.
Thanks.
Great. Start off by talking about the company getting the funding earlier in the month for the microwave subassemblies.
Are you talking about the RFID product line we acquired?
Correct. No, well, I'm talking about the funding received, right, for the jamming systems, but you could also talk about the acquisition for the
right.
For the MA4.
Yeah, two bits of news that we had was the funding, which was really an extension of part of our jamming portfolio of products that we support for both ground-based and airborne. And as you know, there's a lot of needs right now for both force self-protection and protecting very costly, airframe. So that was there's a lot of needs, especially with what's going on in different parts of the world. And that's really an extension of two or three orders that we've received in the past 18 months. So that's a big part of our growth plan is supporting EW and jamming marketplace. And the second product was the RFID line, which is a whole subsystem. And part of our growth strategy has been to migrate from a microwave components manufacturer into a microwave subsystem solution supplier. And that RFID line is a whole system. It includes microwave pieces, but also the antenna. And ultimately, that's where we want to position ourselves in every area is on that level of integration. So that was a strategic win for us. And it what we also liked about that line was it had a very limited customer base, but that customer base was an industry leader. And we like doing business, aligning ourselves with industry leaders and supporting them through their growth. So that was strategic for both those reasons.
Great. And talk about some of the trends in the market right now and how well-positioned Micronetics is to capitalize.
Well, some of the trends in the microwave components and subsystems marketplace, with lots of consolidation, it's causing a lot of problems for the supply chain. So large OEMs are finding it difficult to having a secure supply base. So with that, we've positioned ourselves to be amongst the tier one, having enough breadth and depth of technology that we can support that. So that's one thing we've done. We're in that top tier. And the second thing we've done is that the OEMs need to have, they can't have dual sources on everything. They can't carry that cost. They don't have the infrastructure to really have a supply chain management team. They need to align with their supply chain. They need to partner with them. They need to have trust that they'll deliver on time and on budget. And so we've worked very hard establishing ourselves in that way. We also plan for price reduction over time. So what we do is differently than our competitors is we're very open. We're transparent. We share intellectual property. And that breaks down the risks associated with not having dual sources. So that is starting to pay off. 80% of our new backlog is all in integrated subsystems that really rely on the depth and breadth of our technology. And so we really are in a transition away from being a component supplier into a subsystem supplier.
And what else differentiates the company from other players in the sector?
Well, the sharing of the IP is a big one. Pricing over time, typically our competitors will increase price over time, at least in the defense side. And so we plan on long term, how do we get 5% reduction per year over time or whatever they're targeting. And very often it's somewhere in that 5 to 7%. And we really do pride ourselves in being as more responsive and giving custom solutions in the same time and cost as our competitors will try to sell a standard solution. And the third leg of that is differentiation is reliability, is that we do extensive testing and really look at how doing a better job up front in the design verification and validation so that the parts stick when they get in the field.
And in terms of the company's growth, will this year will you continue to grow organically or look for more M&A activities?
Well, we typically have relied our M&A activity has outpaced our organic growth, but that was as much strategic as anything because we didn't have the depth and breadth to be able to be a true solution supplier. So we needed to get that. And now we're transitioning to having the organic growth outpace growth through acquisition. However, given the climate that we're in, I still see a very robust M&A environment for us. And I think we can be a little bit more opportunistic, and maybe the nature of our M&A work will maybe be a little bit different, but I still see activity in there going forward on both organic and M&A.
Good answer. And in terms of, can you walk us through your background and experience, David, as well as some of that of the your key management team?
So I've been with Micronetics for over 20 years. I worked my way up as an engineer right out of school. I had worked even prior to that as a test technician and an assembler. So I know the business from grounds up, what it means to design and build a microwave component, and have migrated into sales, and then recently in my new role, I still, in the last 5 years I've been CEO, I still focus a lot of attention to business development and customer interface. And recently, we hired a business development manager from MACOM, Kevin Beals, who was very responsible in bringing this RFID product line, but really has a professional sales background. He also comes out of as a microwave design engineer and an operations background, but really has the most training in terms of how to build customer relationships on a high level, you know, at high levels and low levels. And so that's really key, part of the management team. And then Carl Leaders is our CFO. He comes out of Polaroid and is very financially adept and is helping us in terms of how we finance our growth in both the M&A and organic.
Great. And what specific milestones or objectives has the management team set for Micronetics over the course of this coming year?
Well, we have transitioned, you know, in the past, it was filling the pipeline, and we've done, that continues to happen, and we're shifting our near-term objectives to basically deliver our backlog of these new integrated microwave subsystems. Number two, we need to increase capacity. We're in the process of increasing capacity in order to support these projects that we have in the pipeline, most notably in the jamming and in-flight internet and this new RFID. And third is finish up development of next-generation products for broadband wireless access that we see as coming around in next year and the following year. So those three are near-term objectives.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you believe that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
I think they do, but it's always a little tough getting the exact message when you're in transition. But what I've tried to talk to our investment community about is that we have a history of profitable growth, and we've strategically positioned ourselves to increase our growth and profitability, and we're aligned with industry leaders in some interesting emerging growth markets with a need for our technology. And these markets have demands irrespective of the global economic conditions, because they include things like homeland and warfighter security, tracking systems that reduce cost, niche areas of broadband connectivity, A small piece of any of these markets could have a dramatic effect on a small company like Micronetics. So that's my message. That, and I think recently I've said it's kind of like in football. You know, we have the ball. We have backlog. And, you know, our next mission is to deliver that backlog.
Well, I certainly hope for a touchdown on that one. And once again, joining us today is David Robbins, CEO of Micronetics. The company trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NOIZ. That's noise on NASDAQ. Currently trading at 244 a share. And before we conclude, David, what are some of the other key reasons why investors should consider Micronetics as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think the fact that we have been self-funding and fairly predictable, and microwave is a technology that in which we have a very good, we're adept at providing solutions. You know, microwave technology is basically connects antenna to the digital. So there's an ongoing long-term need in an area where we have a lot of capability and a demonstrated track record. These are the types of things that, at least in our mind, people like to see in the public sector, and sustained growth and an appetite for doing acquisitions, smart acquisitions, for us is a recipe that we think is exciting.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update us today.
Thank you.